If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, to give us a better understanding of the background story behind Fidelis Moema, as well as the alleged 16.6 million rand that he redirected to alternative accounts versus the beneficiaries in the bursary department of KPMG, we join on the line by Ignatius Sehule, CEO of KPMG South Africa. Mr. Sehule, such a pleasure to speak to you, sir. Appreciate you navigating the technical gremlins with us this evening to make sure that we can talk to you. Welcome.
Good evening, good evening to the listeners.
Thank you kindly, sir. Now, there's naturally been a lot of questions that have been raised as to and understanding as to where this all started in terms of the allegations that have been set against Mr. Moema. Contextualize the investigations that KPMG has conducted thus far.
Well, I think just going through a normal process, sometimes you pick up things that don't look untoward, and then you start asking questions, and then you don't get satisfactory answers, and then it just snowballed from there. And in this case, we ended up with the full-blown forensic investigations where all this fraud was found out.
And these investigations, from what we understand, these investigations took place, what, between 2021 and 2022. And in November 2022, Mr. Moema was dismissed. Talk to us following a disciplinary process. So I'm keen to understand, is he still in the employ of the business? Have you had engagements as to the proceedings to actually recoup some of the losses in terms of this? Or is this still following through with the necessary court process?
No, you see, we have to follow the court process first and ensure that the person is charged, and then it goes to court, and you get a judgment before you could actually execute all of that. But you must remember that the Hawks and the SIU also have their own processes in a court case, and those would be followed as well.
100%. I'm keen to understand, Mr. Sehule. A moment ago, we spoke to Mr. Powell around the rules, the regulations, and the processes to minimize financial malfeasance, fraud, and corrupt activity generally in South Africa. And one can generally assume that KPMG, a business of your standing, certainly has these controls in place. Are you able to reveal and share, as per your investigations as a business, how it is alleged that Mr. Moema actually conducted this fraudulent activity?
I can't share the details of how we did that, as that is the subject of a court case right now. But yes, we did have controls. It's not like we did. I mean, any business worth its salt today will always have internal controls. But you always, from time to time, have rogue employees like in this case. During the forensic investigation, it was actually picked up that there could also be much more enhanced controls, much more than the ones that we've had, which we've instituted. But you know, if you understand the business of fraud and corruption, you know, there's so many controls that you can put in. That people that are determined to commit fraud will always commit fraud, regardless of the fact that they will still be found out because of the controls or because of something else. But you're not always able to stop them committing fraud, because if they are determined to do that, they'll go ahead and do it even if they get caught.
Yeah.
I mean, they often think they won't get caught, but even a lot of instances you look at it and said, how did you think you're going to get away with it? But they still get gone.
I see. And maybe you can, you know, highlight to us in your statement, you do mention that there will be enhancements that you do make to the controls that you do have in place. And maybe talk us through that, specifically when it comes to roles and functions where money, administration of funds and capital is allocated.
I think there's a basic segregation of duties that has always been there, and that was there in this case. But we're looking at further controls to ensure that there's additional checks, and there's also, as you know, we in the age of algorithms as well, to be able to cross check and make sure that we can generate reports that gives you transactions that could be suspicious. You investigate those. You're not going to find that all of them are suspicious. Some of them might be, but as the machine learning happens with the algorithms, it begins to give you even more and more useful information in terms of spewing out the risky transactions.
Understood. Mr. Sehule, truly appreciate your time this evening. Unfortunately, we'll wrap it up there tonight, but we look forward to monitoring how this case does develop and understanding some of the progress that will be made at KPMG once you are able to share some details related to this particular case. But thank you kindly for your time, sir.
Thank you, Google.
Thank you.
And thanks for having me.
Anytime. That's Ignatius Sehule, the CEO of KPMG South Africa. And earlier we spoke to Stephen Powell, head of ENS Africa's forensic practice, really using the case study of Fidelis Mueme, essentially a bursary fund administrator at KPMG who was dismissed in November 2022, now facing a criminal charge against him that was opened in February last year. He is accused of essentially channeling funding that was meant to go to bursary recipients to different accounts, essentially that he benefited from, and as a result, fraudulently collecting well over 16 million rand from the business. Some aspects we can't talk about, of course, because it is sub judice, but we'll come back to KPMG to share some more of those details with us.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.